they took her out of a window. They had a basket they put mother in, and instead of going out of the door, they just opened a big window that was in the bedroom and took her right out and put her in a vehicle to take her to to bring her down here. At that time, mortuaries and etc. wasn't that available.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as my knowledge of her passing, they took care of her right here in our home.
So they did everything in the home,
yeah,
instead of
people coming in and help to take care of the dead and to dress them and to take care of them. A lot of the things they do now, I don't think they did then.
Mm-hmm.
But mother was her funeral was held here at Woodruff, and she was buried here in the cemetery at Woodruff in 1920.
Will you say that word for me?
Parents, is it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. One other question I wanted to ask about your parents. Were they in any community groups or organizations, or did they have any kind of contact with other communities, you know, this community and kind of like clubs or anything like that? Were there those kinds of things?
I don't think so. My mother's family lived here. She had three or four sisters who married in this area, and most of our social life was visiting
with
her family. And my father, we never had very much contact with his parents. In fact, Grandfather Stewart died. I don't remember him at all.
Mm.
I remember my grandmother, who really wasn't my grandmother. It was my grandmother passed away, and her sister came from England to take care of Dad and his brother. They were just small children.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather married his first wife's sister. And I remember Grandma Emma, we used to call her.
Mm-hmm.
She ran a hotel in Morgan for years. And I remember, I can't remember right offhand the year she died. It was along about 1924, 25.
So the main social contacts you had were with your family members. And
mostly,
what about church?
Well, the church, yes. We were all active in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And father and mother were parents that saw to it that we all went to church on Sunday and we took care of our responsibilities. And
mm-hmm.
We all boys grew up through the priesthood quorums and but were active in the church all our lives.
Mm-hmm. What about Sunday chores?
Sunday chores?
Uh-huh.
Well,
did you do them before church?
Yes,
and then
we did them before church.
Mm-hmm.
We got up in the morning and milked our cows. We always had 8 or 10 milk cows.
Mm-hmm.
And we the kids would get up and go milk the cows, and Dad would either feed early in the morning in the dark or else after church.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often it was after church. At that time they held the church service at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, that's nice.
Sunday school was at 10 and church was at 2.
Mm-hmm.
So that we had a little time in the evening and between meetings to do things that we had to do.
Mm. What about trips to the temple? Were those very frequently or
very,
very,
very
rare?
Salt Lake Temple was the only temple then, and that was
110 miles
from here. And as I grew up, got older, about the time I went on my mission, I think Dad had used to go to the temple.
Uh-huh.
He and Mother were sealed in the Logan Temple.
Mm.
About 1905.
Uh-huh.
That's before I was born. I was born under the covenant. But the children that were in the family at that time were sealed when Mother and Dad were sealed.
Mm-hmm. Now your grandparents, what are their names, and tell me a little bit of the same kind of thing about them. Where they come from?
Well, I can't tell you
if you know anything about